All right, Chase Sexton. Shut up, Lewis. Great work. I mean, we were talking, us idiots in the media, we're like, he cannot lose any more points. This thing. And you got to make them, and I'm sure that was on your mind. You rode great all day, though.
Yeah, it was definitely on my mind. I think, after Birmingham, like, I feel like I rode good in Seattle. I mean, I didn't win, but I rode good. And then last weekend was a shit show, and then this weekend rode good again. So it's nice to top every session. It was a good day. So I felt good in the main event. I was really just riding patient, and I feel like I could have gone maybe faster, but there was really no need. I just kind of rode within my limits, and it was good.
So a little bit of it. You know Kenny's wounded. You're in second. He's got a nice gap on you, but do you know what he's going through and not riding? Does that help, or does that even come into your mind about, like I know I'll get this guy because of all the things he's – I mean, you'll probably get him anyways, but because he's not been riding, do you think about that?
Yeah, a little bit for sure. I think Kenny actually came to my house. I only rode one day this week. Kenny came to my house on Tuesday, and we just kind of hung out. So we got to talk, and, yeah, he's obviously not feeling great. I knew that I was going to get faster as the moto went on, and I knew I had Coop obviously behind me, so I wasn't so much worried about catching Kenny. I just was focused on doing my laps, and we eventually reeled him in, and once I got him, he actually held Cooper off for a little bit, which was nice, and I kind of broke away there. So, Kenny, his starts, honestly, his main event and stuff, like, he's been putting himself in good position. Obviously, he's not feeling good, but he's been riding well at the beginning.
He's just a gamer, right? Yeah. He's just Ken Roczen. He's gonna come through when he needs to. How about that case on the double?
Mine?
Yeah.
I didn't even jump it.
Well, you look how you cased it.
No, I just rolled it, but I jumped it.
No, you hit the face.
No, but I didn't, like, go for to jump it. I went to, like, roll it, and it just plopped. What do you mean?
It looked harder than that. It looked like harder than a plop.
No, I just didn't want to roll it. Like, I didn't want to physically just go over the top and roll, but okay. No, I didn't. I slid out, so I just didn't jump it.
Okay. All right. Not what we saw in the press box, we were worried.
What?
It looked like you had a hard hit.
No. All right. You guys get too stressed.
I think we do. Whoops were pretty gnarly. You're skimming, jumping. It looked like you were doing both. Did you stop skimming because they got hammered?
It wasn't so much that I stopped skimming because they were sketchy. It was just I couldn't get that three consistently after.
Okay.
Because on the right side, they were still big and fresh.
Yep. That's where Davies was going.
Yeah, and that's where I was. I was fast over there, and it was good when I hit triple. But if I didn't triple, it was pointless for me to go out there. So I just went to the jump line. It was consistent, and the skim line was fast. But like I said, you had to be too precise to get that triple. So I just went to the... Went to the jump line.
What about that quad on the section before the double? Was that thing all right, or was that pretty easy?
It's pretty easy. I don't know.
I saw a lot of guys kind of back out of it.
Everyone was stressing it. Yeah. It's a table over two. Like, that shit's like... Okay. I mean, it's not easy. Like, you got... I mean, Tom obviously crashed on it. It's not... Yeah. But it wasn't like it was some huge jump that was hard.
I noticed a lot of 450s hitting it all the time is what made me think, like, it must be the takeoff or something.
No, it was the transition. Okay. The transition got that little pocket in it from the being wet. But, I don't know. I thought it was, it was easy if you just hit the right line. Yeah. And then honestly, it made it that next turn way better because you didn't have to double in and try and skate that. So
I thought the track was going to be a disaster. It was actually pretty good. The dirt jerks came through for once.
You don't like them?
No, I do like them. Yeah. Corey Ross. Yeah. I mean, they're lazy, but they're friends of mine. But hey, hats off to them.
They love Star Racing.
They do. Well, you know how much money they make from those guys?
Yeah, it's unreal. Yeah, right. Unreal.
But they did a good job.
Yeah, they did a really good job. I knew it was going to be fine. As long as it didn't rain today, like, if they cover the track, it should be dry. So, like, that's the bottom line. Like, if it rained today and it was like that, it'd be, like, crazy.
When they take the tarps off, water just goes everywhere sometimes?
Well, they've been sucking, like, the water out with the pump, I think. So they used to not do that. Like, I remember, like, Anaheim 1, what year was that? 20... I don't know, you would know, but it was a mud fest because they pulled the tarps off and just let the water just go right inside. So, but they've been good.
All right, so last question for me. Obviously, like we said, you got your margin of error is very slow, very little. Pressure wise, I mean, do we stress about this? Do we focus more on the bike or anything?
No, I just been real. I honestly, I haven't changed the bike. I just kind of like told myself, like, the bike is what it is what it is right now, and I'm just gonna have to go ride it. Like, I wasn't thinking in the main event, oh yeah, my bike's so good right now. I just ride around it.
We still have a few things we're just riding.
Yeah, I mean, it's never perfect, but at this point, like, I'm capable of riding good enough to win on it. So it's not bad. It's just some spots that I think it could be better, but right now just kind of riding around that.
Is there any talking with Coop at all, or is things pretty tense where we don't talk?
Coop and I don't really talk a lot in the first place, so it doesn't really matter. I mean, he's intense, but just go out there and race hard. And we've been racing clean, so it's been good.
Cool. Thanks, man.
Yep.